4. Leo Tolstoy on Dostoevsky. From Tolstoy's letters to A. N. Strahov, September the 26th, 1880. Lately I was ill and read Dostoevsky's House of the Dead. I have read much and forgotten much, but I do not know in all modern literature, Pushkin included, any better book. Not the manner, but the point of view is what is so remarkable. It is so frank, natural, and Christ-like. A fine, edifying book. Yesterday, when I read it, I knew such pleasure as I have not had for a long time. If you see Dostoevsky, tell him that I love him. At the beginning of 1881. I wish I had the power to say all that I think of Dostoevsky. When you inscribed your thoughts, you partly expressed mine. I never saw the man, had no sort of direct relations with him, but when he died, I suddenly realized that he had been to me the most precious, the dearest, and the most necessary of beings. It never even entered my head to compare myself with him. Everything that he wrote, I mean only the good and true things, was such that the more he did like that, the more I rejoiced. Artistic accomplishment and intellect can arouse my envy, but a work from the heart, only joy. I always regarded him as my friend, and reckoned most confidently on seeing him at some time. And suddenly I read that he is dead. At first I was utterly confounded, and when later I realized how I had valued him, I began to weep. I am weeping even now. Only a few days before his death, I had read with emotion and delight his Injury and Insult.